Hi guys, welcome to today's show. Today we have someone from Local Bitcoins, one of the largest crypto exchanges in the world. His name is Jukka Blumberg. We've been trying to get Jukka for a couple of weeks and we are glad to have him here. Jukka sits at the core of what's happening in this space, given the recent developments, and we thought Jukka's insights and knowledge into the space will be something that will be of interest to our audience. And Jukka, welcome to the show, and we are glad to have you here today.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for inviting me. My pleasure.
Okay, thanks. So I think as we kick this off, most number one thing that most people like to know, maybe your personal journey and how you got into this crypto space.
So how did my crypto journey started? I actually started on 2017, roughly 4 years ago, and not for the reasons you might think. Like, I didn't come here because of the ICO boom, but at that time I was an entrepreneur. We were setting up investment advisory with my partners, and we just saw the opportunity to tap in the blockchain space. At that time, tokenization was the key thing, and we saw that that could provide a solution for our startup. However, what happened, of course, was that when I started studying very deeply this area, I, of course, got completely hooked. I started investing on a monthly basis on Bitcoin and a few other cryptocurrencies. And then, of course, a few years ago, I got a possibility to join Local Bitcoins, which is the world's largest peer-to-peer Bitcoin marketplace, as the chief marketing officer. And you know, ever since I have got hooked into this industry.
As Local Bitcoins, obviously you are the world's largest P2P platform. Maybe also, can you give us a brief overview of the company and its services?
Yeah, absolutely. So a brief history about Local Bitcoins, how it started and how it's been going and where we're going. So Local Bitcoins was founded 2012. So if you think about the whole crypto space, it's roughly 10 years old. So we were pretty much the first company to be founded on this industry. And we have been building this industry with, of course, other players. We kind of consider ourselves as the original guys. But if looking at a little bit of from the numbers perspective, Local Bitcoins, so we definitely are probably the most global Bitcoin company. There is, like, we last year alone, we onboarded customers from over 190 countries. So we really have customers from pretty much every single country. Well, with the exception of a few countries on the sanction lists, but like, we are very global. When I look at, for example, our employees, we were based in Finland, Helsinki. We have a little bit over 80 employees, but among those employees, we have 30 different nationalities. We have, for example, one Kenyan person also working for Local Bitcoins. So we are very international from all the perspectives that we do. And kind of a little bit from the numbers perspective, we are actually, in a few weeks, we will be announcing our last year's results, but I can tell you a few numbers from last year already. So last year alone, we got 1.7 million new customers globally. Roughly, I don't know, 20 plus percent of that from Africa. So a very big number of new customers coming from Africa. And I would say in general, globally. And we had roughly $3 billion US dollars worth of Bitcoin trades on our platform. And altogether, we have now roughly 8 million customers. So that's kind of how it started, how it's now. Maybe one thing worth mentioning. So on 2019 September, Local Bitcoins got under Finnish and European financial regulation. So we do KYC, we have all the anti-money laundering processing and so forth. So we are really regulated and secure Bitcoin marketplace.
great insights on how you guys began, and I think it's quite commendable because you guys being the original, I think you've been the original guys, you've been able to shape how the industry looks like for the next couple of years. And I think you mentioned about the numbers, and we'll be looking forward to getting the full year numbers, and that's something that I think the industry will be keenly watching. And you mentioned part of that, you mentioned that there's massive growth from the African continent and how significant that is. And looking at saying that, look, there was like out of the entire growth, there was 20% of that was from the African continent. Maybe touch a little bit on how significant the African continent is to local Bitcoin strategy. And maybe a bit of which are your biggest markets from the African continent at the moment?
Yes, so the significance of African markets for local Bitcoins, first of all, I think I would say the significance is huge. So going a little bit from the kind of, again, from the numbers perspective, at the moment, Africa is our third biggest market after Latin America and Eastern Europe. However, Africa is growing fast, both in terms of new users who come here, but also in terms of trade volume. So we see actually that Africa is our absolute key market going forward. When I look at the currently, I'm a little bit maybe making things black and white, but currently if I look at Africa, we have Kenya, we have Nigeria, we have South Africa. Those are the biggest markets by far, and I would say that those markets are probably making 80% of all the African volumes at the moment. But however, I mean, there's lots of other countries and markets. I'll give you a few ideas. Like we have Tanzania. We have some Northern African countries like Egypt, Morocco, and so forth. Like the absolute numbers might be still relatively small, but there's a really nice growth coming. And when I look at the local Bitcoin strategy in future, we will have a huge emphasis in Africa and being present there.
Great. Thanks for those insights, Juka. So maybe my next question would be, you know, you've mentioned a few African countries that are quite significant. How do you see these markets? You know, maybe you can touch on the wider Africa, but also maybe if you can zero in on some of these markets, what do you see as the emerging trends and opportunities when it comes to crypto adoption across Africa?
A good question. So what could be the emerging trends in different African countries? We do talk a lot with our users in different markets. We are directly talking with some of our biggest traders there, but also we are doing lots of analysis from our data that what do we see in different countries. And if I little bit look from the high level, for example, in Kenya, this is actually a global phenomenon, but this probably has been a little bit the trend in Eastern Africa. So obviously COVID, coronavirus, that hit really hard every single country in the world. And obviously when there's some tough economical times, people want to look for alternative opportunities to earn money. One thing that we heard time after time from many of our Kenyan traders is that they are actually looking for extra revenue from trading Bitcoin, becoming a market makers, which of course then is a very a good input for us. We need to make sure that more and more people can become market makers locally. Then if I look at Western Africa, let's go to Nigeria, Ghana, and so forth, I do see that remittance, so meaning sending money from one country to another, probably from US to Nigeria and so forth. Like that use case is kind of getting more and more significant. Obviously, because using Bitcoin and peer-to-peer local Bitcoins, sending money from one country to another, usually is cheaper than using some traditional transfer means. So those are kind of the trends that we are seeing. And of course, one of the big use case, what we have seen, this is a Bitcoin use case, I would say, in generally, but we can see that we have people who are providing services, whether it's some kind of freelance writing or anything, they actually take the their payment for their services usually with Bitcoin. That's the easiest way. So paying for services and salaries in Bitcoin through local Bitcoins, that's definitely one of the increasing trends that we are seeing.
I think speaking on Africa, it's good we narrow down to the East African market. And when you look at the East African market, Kenya is like the most active crypto market with a lot of significance. I think local Bitcoins was the first crypto platform in Kenya to be operational in Kenya. Maybe tell us about how that journey has been from since when you guys began operations to this market. We're looking at the growth and how the numbers look like. I think some of the numbers that came out early in the year that we had in the month of February alone, there were more than 17,000 Kenyans who opened new accounts on local Bitcoins. And in that particular month, that's when we had about a record number of volumes, week-on-week volumes on local Bitcoin. Maybe you tell us about how that has been as the numbers gone higher. How is that coming along?
Just before the before this call, I went and checked our Kenyan numbers. So I mean, Kenya has been growing. Well, let's start from the fact that the first trade from Kenya on local Bitcoins platform was done December 2013. So we are talking about a long, long time ago, the first guys traded on local Bitcoins from Kenya. Which is quite a significant event. But Kenya has been growing very, very like stably for a long, long time, many years now. Obviously, of course, there are seasonalities. So some months the trade volumes are smaller than the other months, but the overall trend is that the Bitcoin trading in Kenya is growing. And I just checked our numbers. So from Q1, so January, February, March 2020 to Q1 this year, so the trade volume has doubled on Kenya. And when I look at the new user registrations, they are up maybe 80%. So it is growing. When you take a longer view, it is growing really nicely. And at the moment, we have maybe 4 to 5 million euros monthly trade volume from Kenya.
Yeah, thanks for sharing those numbers, Juka. And maybe if, again, just going back again to the Kenyan market, again, what are you seeing in the Kenyan market? What are the trends and the opportunities in Kenya?
Good question. So the opportunities in Kenya, I think overall trend is that like we have just scratched the surface when it comes to Bitcoin adoption. I mean, this is of course true in many other countries also, but it does seem like in Kenya especially, the adoption is starting to kind of pick up. So we haven't seen anything what can happen there with the Bitcoin adoption. Of course, we when we talk with our Kenyan users, many of them, of course, are looking to become kind of a market makers. So trading and making markets, and they want, of course, us to make it as easy for them as possible, and which we do our best, of course. But trading, trading and getting into Bitcoin world, of course, is one key thing. But also in Kenya, talking about cross-border money, money transactions. That's one of the cases that comes out. And overall, it's very early to say yet how what are the key trends in Kenya. Let's take a couple of years forward. But one thing what is clear is that Bitcoin adoption is just picking up. It's not slowing down. It's picking up.
Well, we really get a lot of questions from the public or anyone interested in this space. Most of them really want to understand how that's coming along. How do I use some of these? How do I open an account? And I think education is always key to adoption of some of these new technologies and financial services. Maybe we thought you could speak a little bit. I think you mentioned that. And when it comes to some of these new technologies, we've noticed a lot of their regulatory headways in addition to adoption. So we thought maybe you can speak a little bit. While you mentioned that you got a license from the Finland Financial Services Regulator. Maybe you can say a little bit around what do you think needs to be done to educate both users across the world on how to use some of these products, on financial literacy and how to the best case use to adopt some of these crypto products.
Yeah, basically how to educate and create awareness about Bitcoin and different kind of services around cryptocurrencies, how to educate users and increase the adoption that way. First things first, of course, I said like there probably is over 100 million people globally using Bitcoin at the moment. However, I mean, that's a very small number. Hardly anyone really understands the potential yet. And as an industry, whether it's in a crypto industry or in a financial industry in general, like we need to work together and help people to understand what this is about what are the opportunities there and how to do it safely. Of course, I mean, people are a little bit afraid when they come to Bitcoin world am I getting scammed? Like, is this safe? How do I do this? So there needs to be lots of education, of course. What from local Bitcoin's perspective, what we are doing now, we are just about to launch our mobile applications, both for Android and iOS, as well as completely renewing our website. And with this renewal, we of course will significantly increase the amount of educational material. We will be, I'm a marketing person. I believe in video. There needs to be a lots of education on that front, preferably on video formats. What we also need to have is that as a service providers, we need to make sure that our services are the most secure in the world, like so that people feel comfortable to come and test and see how it is. But having said that, we need to partner with different entities, and we have different kind of ambassadors on different countries. Many of them are in Africa, and we are looking for more people who can work with us to educate people, show them how to do this safely, and get into the space, learn it, and then eventually, once you start doing, you actually understand pretty quickly what are the huge opportunities in this space.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for that, Jukka. In fact, I have to say I love that you've also been putting out these video updates on the numbers and the growth across the continent. I think that has been quite informative as well. And speaking of these activities, maybe you can also let us know. Are there other activities that you are looking to undertake further? You mentioned you're launching apps and looking at improving the website. Are there other crypto literacy initiatives that you intend to undertake across Africa?
And this will happen in a few months. So once we, for example, launch our new mobile applications and website, we will have a very, extensive educational section, like an academic section. But of course, I mean, one thing, what is clear is that we cannot ever do everything by ourselves. So we will always need partners. And preferably we need local partners. And that's actually what we are looking, and always when we find good partners who share our values and our enthusiasm, especially in our key markets, we definitely want to start doing collaboration, educate users on that country. And you know, overall, of course, we have there are many companies operating in the crypto space, but still, like, we are not competing. Like, the market, we all need to collaborate to educate users, and I think that's one of the key thing here.
All right. And I have to mention, you also have an upcoming webinar. I think it's one of a kind for Africa. Maybe slightly touch on that as well.
Yeah, so we are going to have a webinar. If I remember correctly, it will be on 19th of June. Probably I get this date wrong. Really focusing on Africa and answering any questions. Any questions, concerns traders might have, and also getting the feedback if there's something that we can do to help African traders, African Bitcoiners, make them their life easier. We really want to hear all that input, and I guarantee you that we will improve our service based on that feedback.
All right.
Interesting. I think most people will be looking forward to that webinar, even on ourselves. I think it's good that we partner together on this for the webinar. So I think as we close this, one of the things that has happened in the last few weeks, Duke, I think, as you might be aware, there was the Bitcoin conference in Miami early in the week. And it had quite a lot of prominent people attending, and a lot of deliberations were made. And for me, what stood out is that the president of the country of El Salvador mentioned that they'll be adopting Bitcoin as a legal tender. And actually just the other day, pushed a bill to parliament, and the parliament actually ratified that. How important is this for the crypto market and even for the world at large from your views?
Well, I mean, this is a significant event. I would start from there. One thing I want to point out, like, what is the most beautiful thing about this announcement is that often people think about that Bitcoin, crypto, they're just a speculation. There's no value. But now, for example, this announcement that El Salvador did, like, this has nothing to do with speculation. This is actually taking the Bitcoin and looking how to improve people's lives. So this has no speculative aspect. And thinking about how significant this is, this depends on who you ask, but my take is that when you have a sound currency in countries, that usually boosts the economy in the long run. And now we have a first country that will adopt Bitcoin. My guess is that it will show positive impact on that country's economy fairly soon. And there will be others following the suit. So Bitcoin becoming an accepted foreign currency, if you will. I think that's inevitable. And it will start from Latin America, Africa, and so forth. But eventually it will come to Europe and US, although people or the central bankers here probably disagree with this statement. But my feeling is that we will have an independent currency, call it Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency, in future, as well as the local currencies.
Interesting. I think one of the discussions as David will discuss this is even around the CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies, you know, with El Salvador adopting Bitcoin. What does it mean for the central bank digital currencies? How do you think all this might coexist among all these cryptos that are coming up? So I think it's going to be something that everyone will be watching in the next couple of years. David, your thoughts, how significant do you think this, and do you see maybe African continents adopting the same?
Yeah, to me personally, I think this is quite significant, as Juka says. You know, the fact that we already have a country that is looking at adopting Bitcoin means, you know, we're just going to see other countries follow suit. So I can't wait for the future. You know, I can't wait to see how that plays out.
Okay. I think it's as we come to the end, maybe the last one will be Juka. Maybe what will be like your parting shot to your audience as they wait for the upcoming webinar, maybe some bit words that you think it's important to mention and tell them about what local Bitcoin is doing to improve the space, and maybe your parting shot to our audience.
Well, I mean, now when we are approaching the webinar, especially when we have people who have just come here, we have traders who have been in this space for years, but my advice is always come and talk with us. Give your inputs. Tell us what we can do together. How we can improve our service. What are we doing wrong? Just come and discuss. Like, we are here all to learn drive the adoption. It's not just the companies and users. It's the whole community. And the more we talk with each other, the more we work with together, the better things will be. The faster the adoption will be. I hope to see lots of people on that webinar.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, thank you, Juka, as well. We really look forward to it, and thank you for speaking to us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.